It's hard to imagine that we're here 2023. When it was 2000 or clicking over to 2000, Helen and I were in a little caravan down at Victor Harbour in the caravan park. We were cooking for the beach mission team there. And, you know, people have predicted this might be when the Lord comes. Or things are going to happen. Planes are going to fall out of the sky. Computers are going to... Nothing happened. And here we are, 23 years down the track, and we're still going. Someone said to me this morning, new year, same God. Isn't that wonderful? So thank you, Ted. It sort of fits in so beautifully. Now, I don't know what you're thinking, but I think many of us are perhaps... One foot is still in 22 because we haven't quite grasped that actually we've moved to 23. But we're all saying, we're there, we're in 23. I don't know what you remember about 22, but here are some of the events. Now, you could have gone online and got a million events, and I just chose some. Queen Elizabeth II died. She'd been the queen that most of us had known most of our lives. Incredible security. Jinping in China, third term. Looks like he's going to be in for life. Iran, we've got this young 22-year-old girl dies in custody. 448 people have been killed as a result of what happened. Why did she die in custody? Because she didn't have her hijab on correctly. And now the women there in Iran are saying, women, life and freedom. In the UK, three prime ministers in a year. How incredible. The world population has reached 8 billion. 8 billion. Isn't that amazing? In Brazil, there's been a big political move to the left. And Da Silva is in, and that's been a country that's been to the right and it's now gone to the left. COVID and variants are spreading rapidly, and the new strain or whatever seems to be going even more rapidly. Russia, Ukraine. How sad, how sad. And it seems like Christmas, Easter and the New Year have been times when Russia has particularly bombed and sent all sorts of stuff into Ukraine. Inflation around the world seems to be soaring. Droughts, heat waves, floods, unprecedented in world history. 32 million refugees in the world at the end of 22. 32 million people without a spot to call home, just travelling around. And then those who follow any history with Pakistan, Pakistan is in a dreadful state, epic floods, political upset, and owing China $30 billion. And here we are, nice and secure, here in Brighton and down the street for a coffee or a restaurant, and this is what has gone on in the world around us. Incredible. You notice I haven't put anything about Australia. You could take floods and all. But friends, we are so secure. So secure. But who knows what 2023 is going to bring to anyone. And who knows what we would be putting up next year as what has happened in the year that's gone. So, as Ted mentioned, how wonderful to have a God who doesn't change, a God who is secure. Any of you who come from a Scottish background, would know an unusual word. I think it's called Hogmanay. Hogmanay, the last day of the year, yesterday, and so it was all auld lang syne last night and hold hands and give everyone a kiss. But the word Hogmanay comes from, I understand, two old Norse words meaning regret and shame. Regret for what I should have done last year and shame for what I did. It might be, like in the Anglican prayer book, forgive sins of commission and omission. Things of regret and things of shame. Things I didn't do and things I should have done. We often hear, well, I've heard anyhow, that each new year is like a newly laid path of concrete or cement. Many of you have had paths or bits of concreting done, and you've put a coin in the corner, or you've put the initials, or you've put a footprint or a handprint. And in some of the famous parts of the world, they have those handprints of the Walk of Stars. You know, famous people have done that. So I'm just wondering, what will be our footprints in 2023 that we'll look back down the path and say, footprints that I have placed? And I think particularly those who have children and grandchildren, we need to be careful about the footprints that we are putting, or the handprints that we are putting, or even the thought prints that we are putting into the minds of the younger generation. Because some of those footprints or handprints or mind prints are there and they will be set in concrete. We need to be careful. But the year's before us, so we don't want to be gloomy about that. It's a year that God has given us. It's interesting. Yesterday I was walking, went down the street. There was a narrow path and there was a lady coming towards me. She stepped off the path and I stepped off the path. And then we both sort of weren't very far away from each other and we laughed. And she said, "Blessings for the new year," in an Italian with an Italian accent. And I said, "And the same for you." I said, "Is this next year going to be better than the last year?" And she said, "Oh, if it's as good, mister, I will be very happy." And I thought, oh, how good. So if this year is as good as last year, will we be content? Or are we going to improve? Are we going to leave some things behind? What are we going to do? I've just finished reading a book about a young man coping with depression. And he said in his book, "My depression came because I thought of the past. My anxiety came because I thought of the future." And he said, "I realised that what I had to do was live my life as it is now. Not in the past with the depression I had, not in the future with the anxiety it would create, but live in the present." And I think this is sort of what the writer of Psalm 66 is saying, although he reflects on the past, but in a very positive way. So if you've got Psalm 66 in your Bible or in your head, that's fine. Let's have a look here. So the very start, "Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Give him praise. Say to God, how terrible are your deeds, but great is your power because your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worship you. They sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name." So I want to say, friends, that this is a great starting point for the new year. Sing praise to God. Shamila has already encouraged us to do that. And it's interesting that independent of experience, the person writing this starts off and says, sing praise. That's a great place to start. Praising God is a great start to the new year. This is the joy of all of us. And let me say, we can sing praise wherever we might be. It doesn't have to be here in church. It doesn't have to be perfect pitch. It doesn't even, Colin, it doesn't have to be in tune, and it's not. So it can just be anything. The other day I happened to be singing something. I just was singing just something in the kitchen and Helen said, "You talking to someone?" "No, no, no, I'm just singing." "Oh, right." All right. So, friends, let's start off with this psalmist singing praise or praising God in whatever way is appropriate. And then in verse 5, he says, come and see what God has done. It's to me, this is almost the psalmist is saying, now, just come, just beckoning us. Just come with me and have a look what God has done. And that's good for us at the start of the year, to come and have a look at what God has done. How awesome, he said. Come and see what God has done. He is terrible in his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, passed through the river on foot. We rejoiced in him who rules by his might forever, who keeps his eyes on the nation. I wonder what God is thinking as he looks across the nations of the world. This isn't how I meant it to be, ideally. But that's up to God. He watches the nations. But come and have a look, the psalmist says, at what God has done. How wonderful, how wonderful. Turning the sea. So he looks back. Look how he brought us through the Red Sea. How incredible that is. And what is he saying? Praise God for 2023 because look what he's done in the past. Look what he's done in the past. How incredible. Look what God has done. And then he goes on. Bless our God. Our God. It's great when there's a personal pronoun. Our or me. Something that relates personally. Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Yes. Let the sound of God's praise be heard. Who has kept us among the living and not let our feet slip. Now, we might say, well, actually, God, there have been times when I've slipped, but necessarily that's been my fault, not yours. I'm the one who slipped. You haven't encouraged me to slip. For God, you have tested us, in verse 10. You have tried us like silver. You brought us into a net and we had afflictions. And men rode over us. We went through fire, we went through water. But you have brought us now to a spacious, beautiful place. How wonderful that is, friends. You could all share perhaps something that's happened to you during the last year that fits into one of these categories. You feel like you've been caught in a net. You've been tried. You feel like you've been overridden or people have dominated or controlled you. You've been through fire, and some of our friends, of course, in the physical sense, have gone through water with the floods. But what does the psalmist say? All of these things, God, you've been with me. And now I say, you have brought us to a spacious place. How wonderful. How wonderful. And then he says, I am so angry I've given up on you. No. No. He doesn't say that at all. He doesn't say, although all of these situations have been part of my experience, I'm giving up. And I hope none of us are saying that although it's been a difficult year last year, difficult times, tragic situations, I hope we're not saying I'm giving up. What does he say? I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay my vows, those things which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. When you've been in strife and you've called out, God, I'll do anything, just get me through this. I wonder if that's what this psalmist is saying. When I was in trouble and in strife, I called out and said I'd do things. Now we've come through the problem. I need to do what I said I'd do. I need to come into your house, pardon me, and do what I said. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay vows, the things which my lips uttered. It's easy to be resentful or to say, why me? Why did this happen? To be angry or bitter or blame. Friends, we all go through difficult times, some more difficult, some more tragic, some more horrible. And I don't know why that is. But what do we read here? The man who's gone through these things, he says, now I have come to a place, a big sigh, and now I'm in a spacious, free place. I hope that's where you are. Having left behind 22, you've now come to what we might call a spacious, free place. Number one's on the calendar or on the phone, ready to move into the new year. But what he's really saying is, I will come into your house, I will come close to you. Even though these things have happened, I will come close to you. Isn't that lovely? I have experienced some horrible stuff, things I wouldn't have chosen, the net being trampled on, the fire, the flood, all of that. And yet, I want to come into your house and reflect, and this year, I want to be close to you. I don't know if you set a New Year resolution, as we were asked, but maybe that resolution is just to make sure that we stay close to God. That's what's really important. We have no idea what the year ahead will bring, but let us stay close to God. I will offer burnt offerings, sacrifice, da-da-da-da. And then in verse 16, he says something again, like, come, come. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. Now, in verse 5, he said, come and see what God has done in the world. But now he says, come and see what God has done for me. It moves into the personal. This is what God has done. Friends, 2023. Why have you got the job you've got? Why have you got the work situation? Why are you exactly in the neighbourhood that you're in? Is that all by chance? Or has God just plonked you there and just live out until we wait for the trumpet sound and wacko, that's it? No, I don't think so. I don't know if any of you have still got the little card that we started with at the start of last year. And we had a little card, and you might remember we put some stickers on it. There was a one colour sticker, which was for the family, because we all had some sort of family. Then there was the neighbourhood. Then there was the work situation. Then there was any sports club we belonged to, and whatever. And the idea was just to put that somewhere safe and to pray for those people. Friends, we're here to tell the world about Jesus. That's what we're on about. Not sitting here snug and saying, oh, aren't we glad we're not in that part of the world? So, you've got a neighbour. You've got a family. You've got some work people. Some people you play sport with. Friends, are you praying for those people that God will do something and that you, in combination with God, will do something to bring people into his kingdom so that we can say, come and hear, all you who fear, and I will tell you what God has done for me. That's all we need to say to our neighbour, isn't it? When we have a relationship and things build up, well, I'm a Christian and look, I can pray for you. Really? That might be all we need to say to start a conversation. But friends, we're stepping into 2023. We're not taking a backward step Christian-wise. We're not on the back foot. We're on the front foot. We've got a message to revolutionise the world. So we need to grasp that with both hands and do it. Now, I'm not saying on the first plane overseas. There's enough people in Australia who need to know about Jesus. But we're in Australia. We don't have some of these horrific things going on. We're in Australia with the freedom to share the love of Jesus. It's what we need to do. It's what we need to do. Or haven't we really been transformed enough by the love of Jesus? Haven't we really experienced the wonderful love of Jesus? Come, verse 16 says, and hear, and I'll tell you, I cried. If I'd had sin in my heart, the Lord wouldn't have listened. But God has listened. How wonderful that God listens to prayer and he has given heed to my voice or listened to my voice. Friends, again, let's make sure that we're praying people. Let's make sure that during the year we pray to God so that he can listen and answer our prayer. And then the psalmist says, in conclusion, not only God has listened, blessed be God. He has not rejected my prayer, nor has he removed his steadfast love from me. How wonderful that the love of God, steadfast, we've been reminded, Jesus is unchangeable. He has not removed his steadfast love from us. How fantastic. How fantastic. Friends, Psalm 66, a simple psalm, the experience of a man of God, and how wonderful an experience for all of us. Yep, who knows what 2023 is going to hold. Difficulty, heartache, pain. But let's not react in resentment. But let's react in praise and draw closer to God that he might hear our prayer and listen and bestow on us depths of love that we've not experienced before. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that this man reflected on your faithfulness, reflected on you bringing the people of God through the Red Sea, the difficulties, the opposition, the heartache, the refinement. And none of these things we choose. We like the comfort of life. We don't like being prodded and poked. We just like to sit back and relax and enjoy and wait for Jesus to come. But there's a world out there that needs to know about Jesus. And so our prayer is that you would stimulate us in our mind that we're on the winning side, that victory is ours in Jesus. And also help us to realise that our friends and our neighbours, although they mightn't realise it at this time, need to know about Jesus. So help us to be prayerful, thoughtful, careful, and yet wise. But help us not to be neglectful, but rather to move, to pray, and to speak. For Father, we want to not only praise you as your people, but we want others during this year to come to know you and to join in that praising group. So stimulate us, move us, shake us up. We've just used half of one day in this new year. So Lord, we pray for the rest of the year that we would be alert to what you want to do. Guide us, we pray, through Jesus. Amen.